Roger the Giant and his gang of giants strutted over to me.
"Hey, Chief," Roger said. It seemed like he was 7 feet tall and 300 pounds. He was a farm boy who carried squealing pigs around like they were already thin slices of bacon. I stared at Roger and tried to look tough. I read once that you can scare away a charging bear if you wave your arms and look big. But I figured I'd just look like a terrified idiot having an arm seizure. "Hey, Chief," Roger said, "you want to hear a joke?" "Sure," I said. "Did you know that Indians are living proof that niggers fuck buffalo?" I felt like Roger had kicked me in the face. That was the most racist thing I'd ever heard in my life. Roger and his friends were laughing like crazy. I hated them, and I knew I had to do something big. I couldn't let them get away with that shit. I wasn't just defending myself. I was defending Indians, black people, and buffalo. So I punched Roger in the face. He wasn't laughing when he landed on his ass, and he wasn't laughing when his nose bled like red fireworks. I struck some fake karate pose because I figured Roger's gang was going to attack me for bloodying their leader. But they just stared at me. They were shocked. "You punched me," Roger said. His voice was thick with blood. "I can't believe you punched me." He sounded insulted. He sounded like his poor little feelings had been hurt. I couldn't believe it. He acted like he was the one who'd been wronged. "You're an animal," he said. I felt brave all of a sudden. Yeah, maybe it was just a stupid and immature schoolyard fight, or maybe it was the most important moment of my life. Maybe I was telling the world that I was no longer a human target. "You meet me after school right here," I said. "Why?" he asked. I couldn't believe he was so stupid. "Because we're going to finish this fight?" "You're crazy," Roger said. He got to his feet and walked away. His gang stared at me like I was a serial killer, and then they followed their leader. I was absolutely confused. I had followed the rules of fighting. I had behaved exactly the way I was supposed to behave. But these white boys had ignored the rules. In fact, they had followed a whole other set of mysterious rules where people apparently did not get into fist fights. "Wait," I called after Roger. "What do you want?" Roger asked. "What are the rules?" "What rules?" I didn't know what to say. So I just stood there, red and mute like a stop sign. Roger and his friends disappeared. I felt like somebody had shoved me into a rocket ship and blasted me to a new planet. I was a freaky alien, and there was absolutely no way to get home.